Just a couple minutes left in the program, and we're talking with Clay Jenkinson on the Mike McFeely Show. A couple of phone calls lined up, but before we get to that, very quickly, a press release from UND. The UND Athletic Department says that volleyball coach Ashley Hardy has been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of an internal investigation. So that is happening at UND. The volleyball coach, Ashley Hardy, placed on administrative leave. Let's go to Scott in Bismarck. Scott, you are on with Clay Jenkinson. Go ahead.
Hi, happy Monday, guys.
Yes, sir.
See, you were talking about the minimum wage and everything, and I don't know if you ever been to McDonald's or whatever, them in the mornings or afternoons. There's not a whole lot of high school kids working there, or even for Walmart for that matter, but you know, if you're not going to pay them enough, they're going to have to go on some kind of assistance, and it's either one or the, you know,
yeah,
they're going to have to do something. I don't know what the poverty level is, but that should almost tie in with the minimum wage, I would think.
Well, and Scott, that's a great point, Clay, because, you know, the outcry against Walmart and by extension other, you know, fast food joints is that because they don't pay their workers enough, then they are forced to go on social services, which strains the government budgets, which I think is a legitimate argument, actually. That's a pretty good point.
I do, too. You know, long ago in this country, we decided that people should be guaranteed a minimum livable wage. And so really all that remains is for us to determine what that is. And I'm guessing that the minimum wage today does not allow a family to feed itself.
A text message comes in, says, Mike, ask Clay about the move from industry jobs to service jobs, which has driven the wages down. Those companies that outsourced industry jobs will never return to the USA as they pay 17 cents per hour overseas. And that's part of the conversation, too, is that we've gone from making steel and making cars to working at Walmart and McDonald's.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that makes us miss Senator Dorgan. Byron Dorgan was a big advocate of forcing those companies either to pay taxes for offshoring their labor or to return to the United States, but not to reward them with tax incentives to put their factories in Taiwan or China or Hong Kong. And we need more of that in the United States Senate and in Congress. You know, this is something we've done to ourselves by allowing giant corporations to offload their labor to cheapen prices and make more profits.
Earl, you're on with Clay Jenkinson. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, I don't think those people are, you know, they're asking for $15 an hour, but it boils down to negotiating. You know, if they're getting 10 now and they ask for 15 and they split it down in the middle to 12 and a half, everybody feels like they won on the deal. And I think that's what it boils down to. As far as the answer, I don't know. I don't have that either.
Well, but do you believe that that McDonald's and such will even give in to $12.50 an hour, Earl? Do you believe that that's going to happen? Because I don't necessarily.
I do, but 15, they'll just turn their tail and they'll do something else. I don't know what, but
okay. Earl, thank you. Clay, do you think that unions will ever return to the strength they once had in this country? Because that was one thing that drove wages up for the middle class was the fact that you could have a union and be guaranteed a decent wage at a job.
Yeah, I hope they do. You know, unions are an important system, and they saved labor in this country with a long, desperate set of battles, often involving bombing and bloodshed. And in Colorado, the governor of Colorado, James Peabody, turned out goons to beat up striking workers in Cripple Creek in 1905. You know, the labor victories in our history have been enormous, and they've really saved this economy. And now we've been in this right-to-work mode for the past 30 or 40 years, which is basically destroyed union labor. We're going to have to restore it if we're going to have balance.
Clay, thank you as always. Always great to talk with you.
Ice storm out here. I'll see you next week, Mike.
Yeah, is it bad out in Bismarck right now? Is it terrible?
Yeah, it's getting bad. I slipped off my driveway and had 3 concussions. That's why I'm so dull.
You're never dull, my friend. Thanks, Clay.
See you
next week. You bet. Clay Jenkinson, his usual Monday appearance. We've had Clay on a lot the last couple of days. Just because we've had the opportunity to do so. And I get more positive feedback, not only about the 4-pack, but about Clay Jenkinson being on just more than anything else. Make a few bucks to buy some beer in the summertime. Maybe the world has changed that much. Maybe the world has passed me by that people now are dependent on these jobs for their livelihood and for their careers, Clay.
I do think that's partly true. I mean, you and I both have this view that, you know, a 16-year-old works at Arby's part-time, 15 or 20 hours a week, and that provides, I never bought beer, of course. You shouldn't have been buying beer
not.
At that age.
But, right.
But at any rate, you know, it supplies spending money. I think that that configuration has changed. When, you know, when you think of a football coach at one of our universities earning hundreds and hundreds of thousand dollars per year. And this morning, the garbage collectors in Bismarck came by on sheer ice and were picking up my garbage for a pitiful fraction of that. When you think of CEOs earning millions, tens of millions of dollars per year, plus bonuses and so on, and then an average mother who's a soccer mom, who's maybe divorced, working at Target, or working at Walmart and barely able to pay her, to put fuel in her tank or to pay her, her gas bill and her electric bill. There's something wrong. I mean, there's something fundamentally wrong with the distribution of the fruits of life in this economy. And so my sympathy is deeply with the workers, as I know yours is. I don't know what the answer to it is, because we all know that if you drive up the minimum wage too far, McDonald's is just going to spend whatever it takes to have an automatic person at the till,
mm-hmm.
a robot,
mm-hmm.
and that will eliminate jobs. And so what's the answer to this problem?
Maybe Stephen in Fargo has the answer to the problem. Stephen in Fargo, you're on KFGO with Clay Jenkinson. Go ahead.
Well, I don't have the answer, but about 30 years ago, I was in Europe, studying in high school, and I noticed that the farms were very small there, and I got to talking to some of the elder people, because I was always more interested in the economic side of things, and I noticed where they would only let most of the farmers farm 20 acres. And I asked about that, and I said, why does everybody farm so small? And they said, because if we went to big farms, then there'd be no jobs for anybody. And I think we've been a product of success that led to ultimate failure. And that's really what's happened. Everyone's become, those that have become successful have become uber successful, and those that haven't have just dropped to the bottom. And I think as we become more computerized and more mechanical, it's just going to continue to proliferate itself. And I don't have the answer. I wish I did.
So do I. Stephen, thanks for the phone call. Clay, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, all these things that we're talking about are really forms of socialism. If the government decided that farms could only be so large, if they decided that corporations must pay their workers X, and these are all forms of creeping socialism, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. But the genius of the American spirit is to really be antagonistic to that sort of thing. But to address this problem, you either have to have unions, strikes, that's what's being proposed here, or you need government intervention, because you and I can agree, I think, Mike, that the great corporations are never going to do justice for the little people of this country just for the fun of it.
Oh, no, and that's, and you and I have already talked, and you talked today about the early part of the 20th century. That's what led to unions. That's what led to minimum wages. That's what led to 40-hour work weeks, vacation time benefits, was this the crappy way that American corporations treated its citizens. Maybe we have to get back to that stage before people revolt enough to have another industrial workers' revolution, if you will.
Well, here's what bothers me in our time, and I know you're going to agree. In Roosevelt's time, the question was, do you trust Standard Oil or do you trust the government of the United States as a better umpire of basic human decency and justice? And in that time, the people said, well, of course we trust government. Who would trust Standard Oil or U.S. Steel or Amoco or Exxon or the railroads? And today, by some crazy thing that happened beginning with Ronald Reagan, a big majority, or certainly a large minority of the people, trust corporations before they trust government. That's nuts.
Corporations are people, my friend. Corporations
are
people too.
Sometimes.
Clay, hang out with me. We're going to take a pause. We have full phone lines. We're going to try to get through some weather here as quick as we can and get to Scott, Dan, and Steve. I'll get to you just as quickly as I can, guys. 237-5948 800-880-5346. Clay Jenkins on the Mike McFeely Show. One more segment on this Monday afternoon.